I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things, and most of all, we like self-care. If you don't sing it, it doesn't count.
Like Louis Armstrong.
Sound like Bono. Yeah, Louis Armstrong. So what did you do this week for self-care, Louis Armstrong?
So this week for self-care,
I'm not over it.
I had a prenatal private yoga class in my home.
And you demonstrated some of the moves.
I did with this lady. Her name is Katie. She's amazing. And she's so smart. And she knows a whole bunch about anatomy and birth stuff. So she showed me some really amazing stretches and moves. So that my body doesn't hurt as much in this last month of pregnancy.
And maybe you won't hiccup as much. I feel for you. You're constantly like,
I know the hiccups are real. The hiccups are mostly a constant. But yeah, so it was like so nice to get to learn some awesome modifications with the exercise ball and like some stretches
for... I know you've been needing to do yoga, so yeah. Not being able to do it, I'm sure it was like
killing me slowly. Yeah. So it was like so good, and she is a wonderful person. So I feel like now, like, I did that this morning, and I'm like, oh, I can, like, proceed with a good
attitude. Yeah, you were, like,
taking
stress off of things, and we're like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really, really good. What did you do?
So, last night, I told Rachel, I'd shout her out. Rachel, listen to Mysterious Mavens. But it was kind of dead, so we were just drinking at work yesterday. Like, nice. After, it was a Friday, like, happy hour thing, so it was okay. Kind of nice. So, just, like, hanging out, talking.
Wait,
to...
Wait, who's Rachel? Is she a coworker?
Yeah.
Rachel!
Rachel in the house. You're welcome. I also gave her my Britney book, so she could read
it.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, so.
Good job.
And I was telling her about All Good People Here.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Book recommendations. But it was fun. We were just sitting there talking, shooting the shit.
Nice.
And yeah, so that was actually really fun, and it was like nice to like.
What did you drink?
Out. Sour beers. Oh, I didn't know we were like gonna bully Kim today.
I thought it was gonna be something good where I could be like, I can't wait to have that.
Well, good news. Can you wait to have sour beers?
You know, I could go my whole life without drinking another sour beer.
Okay, question. What if, like, sour beers was, like, the only thing you could drink during pregnancy and it, like, Ew. Wasn't alcohol? Would you do it?
No.
Oh. Really?
No. I don't like it. It's not good.
Well. Missing out.
Fine.
It's very good. It's fine. I'll survive.
More sour beer for you.
Yeah, more sour beer in the world for me. Nobody likes sour beers. It's fine. I just hope they don't stop making it.
I think, yeah.
Then I'm going to have to, like, make it myself, and that's just...
You'll have to become a brewmaster.
Yeah, I don't want to become a brewmaster. I have other plans.
Well, you never know.
It's not really my choice anymore.
What are you going to tell me about today?
So, I'm going to tell you the story about Sydney Powell.
That name does not ring a bell.
Okay, and I'm not talking about Sydney Powell, homegirl... that does stuff with Donald Trump, and it's Sydney with an I. I'm talking about Sydney Powell with a Y. Hey, because
I don't even know the Trump one.
Okay. I didn't either, but okay. I found out when you put in Sydney Powell, they're like, lawsuit with Trump. And there's a lot of information. So it was kind of hard to like figured this one out. When I was like, I don't care about old Sydney. I want younger Sydney.
Oh. Fact,
so.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
But enough about Sydney. We're going to focus on her mom right now.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Brenda Powell was born March 19th, 1969. Okay. She was a Pisces in Salem, Ohio. She graduated from the University of Akron. Jesus Christ. It is already off to a rough start.
Wait, March is Pisces?
March 19th. Yeah, beginning of March.
Oh.
And then March, I think, 22nd. 21st through the 23rd, don't quote me on that, becomes an Aries.
Okay, and then a Taurus, uh-huh. And then a Gemini, and then a Capricorn.
Yeah, an Aries, and then end of April, beginning of May is a Taurus, and they're domineering.
What are Pisces like?
They're a water sign.
Pisces.
Aspen's a Pisces.
Oh. Well,
David's a Pisces?
Yeah.
So Aspen, but whenever I like read Pisces things, I'm like, that does resonate with Aspen.
Aspen's definitely feeling that.
Yeah, I could tell you from experience, Aspen gets it. So, yeah. So Aspen's a water sign. That's why we get along.
All right. Her mom's a water sign. Sorry.
Yeah. We're figuring it out. Okay. So Akron, Ohio is where she like went to the University of Akron. Okay. And it's kind of like located in the downtown area. And I looked up reviews because I was like, well, where in? I was just feeling researchy. So I looked it up and it was like, it had a lot of good reviews. People are like, it's in a cute area. And I'm like, oh,
okay.
Wasn't that nice? And she graduated with a child life specialist degree.
Nice.
And obviously she loved kids. I don't think you get that if you're like, children are the worst.
Yeah, no.
And she ended up working at the Akron Children's Hospital for 28 years.
Wow.
She was a child life specialist in the wing of the children with cancer and blood Aww. Disorders. So the children that really need some extra love.
Okay.
And at this hospital, she founded an oncology program. And for people that just don't know what oncology is off the top of your head, it's kind of it's specialization in the treating and dealing with cancer.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, because I think a lot of people are like, oncology, what is that? So, and I know you knew that.
Yeah.
So what was really sweet was that she planned activities for people to celebrate the steps for patients with cancer. So if somebody goes into remission, she's like, okay, this is something we're going to do. You know, like other kids were able to meet each other. Aww. And because I think as a kid, it's got to be isolating when you have cancer because it's not common.
Yeah, you can't just like go play with the other kids. You're like super sick.
So she would have family celebrate. She Aww. Would have kids meet each other, which, if you ask me, so important.
I think so too. That's so sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah. So she like made that, you know, a thing, which love that. And, okay. So she was known to be somebody that was really connected to friends and family, and she ended up meeting her husband, Steve, in 1995, and they ended up falling in love, and they got married a year later, November 1996, and November's a great month of getting married, and they had two kids, Sydney and Andrew.
Okay.
And Sydney was the oldest, so Sydney was their daughter, and Andrew was their son.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I am focusing on the victim because Brenda was very important. But the story starts with Sydney, her daughter. So.
Okay. Wait, Sydney's the victim or Brenda's the
victim? Brenda's the victim, but Sydney okay. is the one this story starts about.
Okay.
So in the year. Okay. So in the year 2020, so great, especially March and April.
Fucking worst year of my life.
Yeah, it was rough.
Besides, actually, middle school was probably the worst years of my life.
Yeah, like the day middle
school. COVID was a close second.
Yeah. Middle school, though, like, ugh, I had a God. Back brace and headgear.
Like, I would never trade anything to go back to the awkwardness of middle school.
But, like, this whole thing happened in 2020. But okay. I want to give a little background on Sydney so you kind of understand like a little bit more about her.
Sure.
And she was like an honor student growing up. She always got good grades in elementary school, middle school, high school, you name it. She was always on like the honor roll, like always.
Okay.
And she was also involved in extracurriculars like soccer, and she did 1 year of lacrosse. And she was described as like shy and timid when you would first meet. But after she got to know you, she would be like bubbly and loud, you know. I feel like that's kind of you. Like, you're quiet when you meet people. And yeah. then after a minute, like, after you get to know you.
Yeah. Like, when I, like, gauge if you're cool or not.
Yeah. Your balls to the wall. I know you're still on the fence with me, but I'm hoping one day.
One day we'll get there.
Yeah. One day we will. But I feel like that's kind of common with teens.
Yeah. Totally.
So, I was like, okay, well, that's kind of like most teens. So, she's coming up to the end of high school. She's about to go to college, so obviously, she didn't have an easy decision to make. Her and her parents did multiple tours of different colleges in and outside of Ohio. So, because they weren't like, you have to go to Ohio, but, you know, but maybe think about it. Because there's a lot of good colleges in Ohio. So, if you're thinking about colleges, Ohio's a good state to be in. So, she actually ended up deciding to go to Mount Union, which is located outside of Akron, like 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
So, she was far enough away that she got to be independent, but she was close enough that if she, like,
needed something,
she yeah, could. She could go back home. And she ended up getting a scholarship to the school. Oh, good. And this for was her. An academic scholarship.
Nice.
Yeah. Good for her. Didn't have that. So she liked being 45 minutes away, again, because she was, like, able to be independent. And also, she could go home. But she was, like, really close to her family, like, just relationship-wise, especially sure. her mom, Brenda. Like, she described Brenda as one of her besties.
Aww.
And so she started going to Mount Union in the fall of 2018 because she had just graduated. And she lived on campus in the dorms with her best friend from high school. Her name is Lauren.
Okay.
And she also joined a sorority. And I don't know which sorority, but she ended up joining one of them.
Sure.
Yeah, there's...
Even if you told me, I wouldn't know the difference.
You'd be like, great.
Yay, Delta Tri, whatever.
Delta Tri Kappa. That's sure. not one. That okay. doesn't even... I don't even know.
Yeah, you could say that and I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Yes, she did. You wouldn't be like, I'm looking this up immediately. What school is it? Mount Union? Hold on. So, Sydney was having such a great time that she actually didn't even go home often. Aww. Unless you, like,
that had to go. College life.
Yeah, like fall break, winter break.
She was just living her
yeah,
best
she
life.
Yeah, she was living her best life. And so summer break, she had to come home. While she was home, she actually managed a little league team, and they were called the oh. Rubber Ducks.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Which I'm like, that's...
Little league, like little baseball players?
Yeah. Oh like the God. Yeah.
The Rubber
called
Ducks.
The Rubber Ducks, which I'm like, that's the precious. Cutest name ever. And so her sophomore year, she got to go back, and she was so excited. And it was the fall of 2019.
Okay.
And it was kind of like her freshman year again. I don't know if she lived on campus or off campus, but she continued living with Lauren. They were good friends.
Aww.
And yeah, she was just living her best life again. And she came back for winter break. And then January 2020, she headed back to school. I just found a hole.
Why, you
in
have
my
like
pants.
A whole ass hole in your pants.
God, I'm wearing a long shirt. I just flannel. Felt it and I'm like, oh,
like,
that's
there's a breeze.
Why is it cold over here? Okay. So she came back for winter break, and then January 2020 she headed back to school.
Okay.
So I don't know if this was common for other schools. I don't think I had this, but like I was in college like 15 years ago. But they had a portal that parents could access
uh-huh.
and students
yeah.
and parents could access it. Like if the students allowed them to see their grades, they could see their grades mm-hmm. and like financial aid.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
So yeah. And I think that was smart. And, yeah, you just had to be allowed to look at grades.
Okay.
Her parents had access to this portal, but they weren't super worried about it. She was an honor student. So yeah. they're like,
they just assume she's going to do great.
Yeah. She's doing just fine.
Especially if you're on a scholarship for grades.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and she already made it through freshman year. So sophomore yeah. year. So anyways,
she's doing fine.
So in the earlier months of 2020, January, February, more February, okay. Steve, her dad was trying to log into the portal so he could pay her tuition.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't worried about her grades. He just wanted to pay the bill.
Sure.
And every time he would log in, it would, like, kick him out.
Oh.
And he was like, that's weird. Huh. So he was like, hey, Sydney, like, what's going on with your school? I just wanted to let you know, like, your portal
is kicking me out.
And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll figure it out. She didn't for a long time. And
so he didn't pay?
Well, he wanted to know how much he owed, but he also didn't want her to get kicked out of the school. So he's like, what the fuck? Like, I just want to pay this. I just
want to make a payment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Must be nice.
Right. I know. I was like, well, I've never had to deal with that.
I would hate it if somebody went in and paid all my student loans off. I would hate it. I just want to be a victim of capitalism. So he doesn't hear back from Sydney. And he doesn't get any news about her being able to log into the portal. So he's just like, whatever, I'm just going to call the school.
Yeah.
I just need to get this figured out.
And like, maybe it's just some weird IT issue, you know?
Yeah, and that's kind of what she was telling him. It was like, oh, it was IT. But he's like, okay, that's fine that it's IT, but I need to pay this. Like, I don't want you to get kicked out of school. And he literally is just like, I just need to know how much to pay. That's it.
Yeah. Let me give you money.
Yeah, let me give you this money. Kind of like taxes. How much do I have to pay you? We're not going to tell you, but if you don't pay the right amount, we're done. So on March 3rd, he contacted the school and was like, I just need to know how much I need to pay.
Right.
And this is March 2020, so shit was about to hit the fan. Yeah. Just fun fact. Not even like
adding to the story. We all remember.
Yeah. We all remember that time. And the school let him know that Sydney was no longer enrolled in the school.
Uh-oh. What?
She wasn't taking any classes, nothing, which would be shocking to anyone to hear that.
Especially, like, you're, like, really good student, and she's, like, living her best life.
Yeah, you would be like. Then they told him she was on academic suspension.
What? Is she doing drugs? Sometimes that happens. Go to college.
I'll get to that.
Yeah, that's weird though. But it was like, not you like wouldn't her. Expect that. Yeah. Yeah, she's been a good student her whole life. Why now is she on academic probation / not even enrolled?
Especially when she was like, an honor student. Like, it's just it's crazy.
Like, you're not dumb.
Like, what is you need doing? Help,
like, let us know. You know,
we will help you.
Yeah.
So. He asked the logical question of how long has this been going on, and the school is like not able to give him that information because, again, she's an adult.
Oh.
And they're like, it was basically like, you're going to have to ask your daughter about that. And the school's like, but you, like, we can't tell you any information.
/ you don't owe us any money because she's not even enrolled.
Yeah. So you win. Go take yourself to dinner. So it turns out that she had failed 3 of her 4 classes that she was taking. Also, why was she only taking 4 classes?
Yeah, that's not even a full-time schedule, is it?
I mean, I'm wondering if, like, she was taking, like, a 6-hour class. It was, like, 4 classes must be nice.
And she wasn't working alongside that, right?
No, she was just going to school. She was a full-time student? I feel like her parents probably had some money. Like, because her dad was working and her mom was working. So, sure, yeah. And she also had a scholarship, so that probably didn't hurt.
Huh.
But, yeah. It was basically, like, her coming back in January didn't really make sense because she was, like, not a student there anymore.
Oh.
So, for those of you that didn't party in college and make really bad choices academically, suspension is basically you getting kicked out for a semester, and you can return the following semester. It's like, get your shit together and come back to us.
Figure it out.
Like, when people, yeah.
Huh.
So.
Wait, did you get suspended?
Did I get academic suspension?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to call out my mom. Okay. I didn't have much freedom, and I never had a reason for not having freedom.
Okay.
So I went crazy, and I drank brunettes with my boyfriend.
Brunettes, worst.
Yeah, I literally have that added in here. I was like, Kim, yeah, I got academically suspended. Oh, I didn't, well, it was the first time I got freedom and stuff. Yeah. So.
No, I mean, it's not a big deal. I was just wondering.
Oh, yeah. No, I, yeah. But then I was on the dean's list at one point, so I think it, like...
It evened out.
It evened out. So, anyways, but, yeah, she just... You get kicked out for a semester. It's like, get your shit together and come back.
Okay.
And, but she was probably having a lot of fun and probably not going to class and stuff like that.
Sure.
Because maybe she didn't have freedom. I don't know.
Well, and you, like, are exploring and you're... I mean, there's like so many fun times to be had mm-hmm. as soon as you are out of your parents' house.
Yeah, right? Well, you get to like stay out as late as you want. You get to like...
You get to make the rules.
You get, no parents, no rules.
Yeah.
So, basically when this happens though, a lot of kids do take the classes over so they can raise their GPA.
Yeah.
And you basically probably
still need those to move on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. A lot of the time they're like if you don't do well in a class, you just have to take it over again. And then they just take whichever your highest grade is. And then that's so expensive though.
And then you're good.
And then you're good. Like thinking of an additional semester of college, I'm like, oh God.
Oh God.
So when they inform you that you are on academic suspension, they just send you a letter to inform you about it. Okay. And Sydney was given a letter, but what you're supposed to do is sign it and return it. She didn't sign and return it.
Oh.
But, I mean.
But either way, you're still kicked out for a semester.
Yeah, so exactly. So it doesn't really matter.
If you signed it, like, you're not enrolled, and you obviously know you're not enrolled because you're not showing up for classes. Like.
Yeah. And you kind of have to show up for classes to pass the class. I don't know. Just me.
Yeah, it's kind of part of it.
So Sydney was literally dancing like no one was watching. She was still attending sorority events. She was still attending classes.
How is she attending classes?
I don't know. And I thought that was weird, too. And I'm like, well,
is it like such a big school that it's like they don't take like roll or something, so you could just like literally show up? That
seems she didn't so go to ACC like we did.
Yeah, right. Like I don't know how you would even do that.
Yeah, or but
even
also like which at Metro, classes? Like... Yeah, exactly. So that's something that I thought was strange too. That she was still going to like the sorority events. Makes sense. Okay, whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
The classes.
The class. Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah, and also like, you have to pay money to be part of a sorority? So I'm wondering how that was sorted out too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well.
So. Whatever. The most awkward part about this was that the school was like, okay, you have to move out. Like, you have to move out.
So
you
she don't was in a dorm
go at here. That point then? Or she could have been, like, off-campus housing.
Sure.
Just through the school.
Like, you're not a student. Bye.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's so awkward. And they're like, okay. And she's like, okay. And they're like, all right, so move out. And
then that leaves her friend Lauren hanging.
I'm like, yeah, and she's probably like sitting in her dorm room, like watching The Office or whatever, and being like, oh, I will move out.
Oh, and college kids.
She told them, like, at one point they had another meeting. They had multiple meetings with her, and like at her last meeting with them, she was like, I can't move out. My family's on vacation with my brother. And they're like,
Okay,
but like,
but honey.
But you knew about this.
Yeah. This is not brand new news.
Yeah. So Sydney finally got the picture and ended up moving on February 24th. And instead of going home with her tail between her legs, like most college students do, because, like, that sucks, obviously.
But it's, like, figure-outable, you know? Yeah. Like, you can be like, shit, I messed up. Go back next semester.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're eventually going to have to own up to it. They're going to find out.
But it's, like, it's kind of, like, a good learning, like, lesson learned because you're like, oh, I can't just, like, fuck can't around fuck and around. Find out. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you actually have shit to do.
So, instead of February 24th going home, she went to a hotel and paid in cash to stay at a hotel.
Where's she getting this money? I mean, it's how, I mean, I guess
where did she get the cash?
Yeah. Like, are her parents just giving her money, I'm like, into a fund, like, into her checking
I'm
account?
I'm wondering if she was just like, they were like, here's some monies.
And then she was like, well, they'll see it on my card, so I need to get cash out and just pay it that way.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that would make still, sense.
Eventually, they're going to find out.
Like, why are you staying in a hotel? Yeah, eventually they're gonna, I don't know.
They're gonna find out.
19-year-old logic,
yeah,
right?
It's 19-year-old logic for sure.
Girl math.
Your brain is not fully developed.
No, not even kind of.
And alcohol doesn't help.
No.
Girl, especially brunettes. It's like literal poison.
I think back on that, and I'm just like,
it still makes me shudder.
Why? I don't know, I took a picture like a few years ago of like, I think my brother-in-law brought brunettes over to my parents' house.
Oh, hell
And my
no.
dad's like, I'm not drinking that. And I took a picture of me holding it because I thought it was funny. Like, and then I think really? My dad is probably like, why is she worrying about brunettes? And I'm like, it's fine.
Don't drink this. You will die.
I mean, at least we didn't do McCormick's. They're equally as bad.
Oh, my God.
Remember when we were having Bloody Marys and there was McCormick's and that was all there was? Do you remember that? For Thanksgiving?
When?
Or Easter? At your mom's house?
Oh, because mom is not a drinker.
She doesn't know alcohol. It was just kind of funny.
She was like, well, I just bought the cheapest vodka I could find. And we were like, ugh,
and no. And she's like, why are you guys so upset? We're like, we were 19 and 18 once.
Like, we're never.
I mean, we were not 21 because we didn't drink until we were 21.
Yeah, we abided by the law.
Responsibilities. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Gross.
I mean, she tried.
She
I appreciate
try.
That she tried.
She like, tried, but
and she did, like if she doesn't drink, like you can't
if
fault
it's
someone
in a plastic
drink.
Bottle. Don't even bother.
Yeah, like guys.
Thank you,
guys. Just
we've
yeah.
got standards.
Also, you're gonna be mad at yourself if you do that. Ugh. I've never been like I'm gonna go balls to the wall, and the next day I wake up like I'm glad I did that.
Like, have you ever had McCormick's or Burnett's and not barfed?
I don't think I have. No.
No. That's not how it works.
God, I'm like having PTSD
God,
right now.
Right? Okay.
So let's go back to March 3rd.
So she's in a hotel.
Yeah.
She's trying to keep it on the DL.
Yeah, because it sucks to say, but like, girl, people are gonna find out.
They're gonna know.
So her dad, Steve, called trying to pay her tuition March 3rd. We're there again.
Okay.
And he found out that she was on academic suspension and all that fun stuff. So he was at work when he did all this and like called and everything, and he saw on his Life 360 app that she was at the house. Life 360 is basically like an app that people have with their families just so they know where they are.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. So I've just heard about people like a lady found out her son was like unconscious and in a bicycle accident because of Life 360. So thank God.
Is it like an app?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh. It's an app, and you can just kind of, like, figure out where your family is, and
okay.
I was like, ugh, and then I heard
so
that story.
So now she's home. She's come home after he is at work finding all of this out.
Yeah, because her she's mom's at work, home. Her dad's at work, so she probably, like, went home to, like, hang out or chill or something.
Sure.
Who knows? And she never came home, like, ever, you know, because she was, like, living her best life.
Well, yeah.
So he decided to go confront her at home because he hadn't seen her, and he just found out this information.
Well, she's going to be in big fucking trouble.
Yeah, because, well.
College is no joke. It's
we'll
money.
It out.
You got a lot of money put
it's
into
it's a lot
that.
Of money.
I mean, it's okay to mess up, but also get your shit together.
But also, you should explain to 18-year-olds what they're getting themselves into, because I probably wouldn't have had as much fun if I was informed of how much money that was.
Yeah, I paid all of mine, so.
Congratulations.
We had fun, but we also kept it under control for the most part.
But you got to have fun in high school. I didn't.
I didn't have fun in high school.
You went to concerts.
Oh, I went to concerts. I was thinking like partying. I'm like, we
no.
I did not party in
no,
my,
you like
high
got
school.
To do fun things. Anyways. So he left his phone at work because he didn't want her seeing the notification that he was coming home. On her 360.
Well, sneaky.
Yeah, that's smart. That's
He's
not
like,
anything I would
have
thought
if we're
going
to play this game.
Because I'm sure she was like probably refreshing as she was
yeah.
like, hanging out. So he left his phone at work and he made the short drive home and he caught Sydney at the house.
Uh-oh.
And this is around 11.
Okay.
And her dad actually ended up being really cool and really understanding, which is really good for her.
Okay.
And he just kind of asked her what was going on.
Right?
Was like, what kind of
level with her? Like, so are you good? Like,
yeah, like, what's going on? Like, you were an honor student. She's
yeah.
just like, all my friends have direction of what they're going to do, and I just don't have that.
Mm, yeah.
And it's like, your friends don't have the direction.
Like,
sweetheart.
You and everyone else, like, they may pretend yeah. like they know what they're doing, but they fucking don't.
They absolutely don't. And if they
and
do.
That's okay. That's the time in your life where you don't need to know all the answers to everything.
I still don't know.
Yeah, actually, well, I take that back. There's not ever a point in your life where you need to know all the answers to everything.
My dad the other day was like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm like, well, you're 65, so you should probably figure it out pretty soon. I love my dad, but I was just like, well, figure it out, old man. I didn't say that. I love my dad. Anyways, but I was just like, oh, okay, so that's always a thing. And yeah, he was just like, you're not going to have direction. Like, this is, like, normal. Like,
this
let's
part of,
let's
like, the college
figure
experience.
It out. Yeah, let's
yeah.
figure it out. You're a smart girl. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
And then he ended up, and he actually called her before he got to the house, Sydney's mom, like, hey, Sydney's at the house. I'm going to go there.
And he told
mom
all the deets.
Yeah.
Okay.
So mom wasn't particularly happy, and sure. but he had to get back to work.
Okay.
And he found out that Brenda was on her way home.
Okay.
Like, Brenda's like, I'm leaving home. Obviously, I need to talk to her.
Okay.
So, and he didn't have his phone on him, so he called her before he left. So Brenda called Steve around 12:15 that she was at the house, and she was getting ready to talk to Sydney. And it was kind of between 12:15 and 12:30. Brenda was kind of worried that Sydney might lose her scholarship too. That was kind of a concern she had. And
valid.
Her and Steve were kind of like, we should make sure that she's still going to have that scholarship. Because like, you can lose that shit.
Oh, for sure.
And it helped out a lot. And then Steve kind of messaged, because at 12:30 he was back at the office and he was just messaging Brenda like, yeah, make sure about the scholarship.
Okay.
And she didn't ever message him back.
Uh-oh.
He never received a text back.
Hmm.
Don't I know that feeling? So closer to 1 p.m., Steve received a call from his friend who is also a detective.
Oh, okay.
And he was just calling in because he had learned that police were dispatched to Steve and Brenda's house.
Oh, fuck.
And he wanted to make sure that everything was okay.
Oh, no.
So what we know now was Brenda, on her way home, called the Student Relations Center at Mount Union. And sure. she was on the phone as she walked into the house, trying to figure out probably, does she have her scholarship and just information.
Sure.
And maybe she's getting her ducks in a row so she could confront Sydney. Like, with I know the information.
Okay.
And second she walked into the house, she started getting attacked. And she was on the phone with people and they just heard attacking.
Oh my God.
And they heard screaming and they just heard more attacking. And they said they heard it sound like the wind got knocked out of somebody.
Oh shit. Just
a lot of scuffling going on. And the Mountain Union Student Relations was like, hello, what's going on? Hello, hello, you know, trying to figure out what's like happening.
Should we call the police?
And at one point they were like, hey, if you don't answer, we're going to call the police. We need to know that you're okay. And they kept hearing screaming, more slamming, and all that fun stuff. And then it went silent.
Oh, fuck.
Which is always really creepy because obviously something fucked up. Silence isn't always good. It's usually suspicious.
Oh, no.
Like, this kind of shit, puppies and kids, when it's silent, it's scary. Yeah. So, all of a sudden, a voice, not the voice they were talking to, came on the phone and was like, oh my gosh, sorry, yes, I'm okay. And they immediately knew they weren't talking to Brenda.
Why would she even do that?
They knew that Sydney got on the line.
Yeah, like, make it obvious.
Good news, the Student Relations Centers had already dispatched the Akron police to the house of Brenda and Steve, and they even called Sydney out like, we know this is you. I actually got the story. I was listening to TikTok. I'm 100. I was watching TikTok and they had a video of the call.
Ooh.
Where she's like, hi, yes, I'm fine. And they're like, no, Sydney, we know this is you. Like, we know this is you. And then she hung up.
Oh my God.
And the phone call was chilling.
Ew.
It was really chilling.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need to like freak out. Like, I don't know. It's like your reaction is so.
This is a drop in the bucket of shit that's going to happen to you in
totally.
Your life.
Totally. Like, it's totally figure outable. Your dad already said that it was going to be okay.
And they were
like,
going to figure it out. Yeah.
Why did you freak out on your mom? Oh my God. That's so scary.
Okay. But yeah, that's where I was like, I'm going to do this story because it was kind of insane. I was like, oh, and it's new. And you know me.
I've never heard of it.
You know? I like newer cases. So let's go back to Steve.
Okay.
Any concerned father was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. His friend, the detective, his friend, is calling him.
Which is really nice that the detective was like checking on him. But he started calling numerous times. Just Brenda, Sydney, the house, Brenda, Sydney, you know, like
getting nowhere.
Yeah. And he didn't get an answer until he did from Sydney.
Uh-oh.
He got Sydney on the phone and she was being hysterical. And I can say hysterical because I was like, she was being hysterical. And she was just talking. She was screaming and crying, and she told her dad that somebody had broken in.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think you know where this is heading.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the cops walked up to the house, they had noticed that a window was broken.
From the inside
But
out.
The window was broken from inside the house.
I was just like, there's going to be something so fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's
she,
literally.
She, like, threw a chair, like, out the window.
But the house was broken from inside the fucking house.
Girl.
Sydney also had blood all over her hands, and she was just hysterical. Like, she was crying and screaming.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
So, there's another... she's just screaming and crying and all that. And she told the police that an assailant had come into the house, and the assailant just asked Sydney to leave, because it's apparently what they do nowadays. They just tell people, they're like, you leave,
I'll handle this middle-aged woman. Like, what?
And Brenda was like, Sydney, go tell the cops. And Sydney was like, okay,
that's not adding up.
So let's pretend this happened. Okay. Let's pretend that this absolutely happened. Any normal person would get out of the house and run to the fucking neighbors.
Yeah.
Right?
Duh.
Yeah, she just, like, hung out in the driveway.
While this person is supposedly beating her mom or whatever they're doing. She's just like,
driveway.
Just waiting for this random stranger to tell me when I can come back into my house. Like, yeah. Yeah. Makes no sense.
No. It's weird.
19-year-old thinking.
Right. Girl math. So. What? You just.
It doesn't.
Went
add
out
up.
There? Like.
No. You're lying.
You're a lying liar, and we hate you.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Whatever. So she comes back in the house, supposedly. I just can't wrap my head around this whole thing. So that's why I'm like being so weird, because I'm just like, I can't. She comes back into the house, and Brenda was on the floor dead.
Oh, no.
And she called the police, and she called the ambulance.
No, there's no way.
They immediately brought Brenda to the hospital, and Brenda had succumbed to her injuries.
So she really was dead.
Brenda was stabbed 23 times, and she had multiple head wounds because Sydney had been beating her with a fucking frying pan.
Whoa. What a, like, majorly huge overreaction. What?
A fucking frying pan.
Over, like, a suspension of a semester.
That you did.
Chill.
You did this.
Oh, my God. Her poor mom. And so, she's walking in thinking, like, we're going to have a conversation. Like,
we're going to figure her life out. This could be a good moment for us. And also, they were best friends, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. I promise I'll never...
Oh, my God, that's so
violent. I will never hit you with a frying pan or stab you. I promise.
That is horrible.
It's... Okay.
Like, how did she go from talking with her dad to, like, and now I'm gonna murder my
And he
mom?
Was understanding. Okay. I didn't do well my first semester of college because I shouldn't have gone, and I said I shouldn't have gone, but, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm 18. I got home, and my parents were livid at me, as they should have been. I should have gotten a little more freedom, I'll be honest, but it was my bad.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. And I was, like, joking with my mom today. I was like, remember that? And I was kind of telling her, I was like, this girl killed her parents because of, like, her bad decisions in college.
Over something so stupid.
And my mom was like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah.
Oh, like, my God, that's horrible.
Horrible.
Wow.
So those sounds on the phone led to something, you know, like, being figured out. And the house was completely fucked up. There was blood everywhere.
Oh,
glass furniture was all over the glass and furniture was all over the place.
So did she do that afterward to make it look like someone had come in and, like, ransacked the home?
I'm guessing so.
Wow.
But I'm also guessing that this shit happened when her mom was fighting her off.
Yeah, they're probably like, there was a struggle, I'm sure.
Yes, and that's just what we can... So maybe she staged it, but also maybe Brenda was trying to get away from her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And, okay... I was wondering where this was. I was like, hold on. So you can listen to the recordings of the body cam footage of the police officer. And she's not listening. And he's like, you need to cooperate. Like, you need to cooperate. The police immediately were like, well, we know what happened.
Yeah, like, it's fairly obvious.
And he brings attention to the cuts on Sydney's hands and arms. Uh-oh. And there's a lot of blood. And she's like, no, there's not. There's nothing. And he's like, I'm literally looking at your hands. Like, and she's like,
I can see.
I just was trying to help her. And like, the cop's like, what? You need to sit down.
Yeah, we're
because she's acting insane. So,
oh, wow.
But her story doesn't quite add up at any point. Like, you left the house. Okay, whatever.
It's just nonsensical.
Why, if you left the house, are there cuts all over your hands?
Yeah.
I mean, did you think that one
through? She didn't think it through at all. It just was acting on impulse.
Yeah, obviously. Let's say we believe her. Okay, that's fine. You left the house. Whatever. You came back. Brenda was on the floor. Why do you have cuts all over your fucking hands then?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
Why are you bleeding? That makes no sense. You left the house, didn't you?
It's so hard to like track the thought process because it's just so out there.
So cops are able to put a timeline together of what happened. Like, okay. Steve came home. He talked to Sydney. They mostly figured it out. Brenda.
But like, did Steve ever say like she, like when he left her, did it seem like it was kind of like, okay, we're kind of, we're a little bit upset, but like, we're going to make it work out. It's going
to
be okay.
You know, he felt like, comfort in the fact that she was so close to Brenda and Brenda had dealt with like really traumatizing circumstances with children anyway. Yeah. So he felt comfort in the fact that like, her best friend, Brenda, her mom, was coming over to take care of her.
To kind of comfort her, and also, like...
Yeah, so he didn't leave with,
so
like,
he didn't leave her, and she's, like, freaking out, being like, what am I gonna do?
No, or she like, was crying, but she was crying because, like, she got figured out, and she was crying because, like, you know...
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So...
So he had no...
No, he had no... Because he just thought, like, her and Brenda were so close.
Yeah, they're gonna talk.
Yeah, they're gonna talk. They're gonna
figure it out.
We're gonna get our life figured out. Maybe this is a good thing, you know.
Wow. Just out of nowhere. It just feels so like...
Yeah. But they were able to piece everything together really quickly. It's like Brenda was attacked by Sydney. Like, they didn't even talk. She was on the phone with student relations.
Yeah. She hadn't even had a chance to have a conversation with her.
Yeah. So...
Wow. That is tragic.
But they went through Sydney's phone. They immediately like, let's go through Sydney's phone. Uh-oh. And... They said the most heartbreaking thing was that her conversation with Brenda was a mother and daughter. Like, haha, look at this
like
meme.
Like, normal shit? Yeah.
Nothing weird.
Insane. Like, how does it just flip, you know?
The only thing they found weird was that Brenda's like, I feel like you're scamming me. And she's like, I got good grades, thank you very much.
Oh. Well, a mother always knows.
Yeah.
When you're lying.
And she was just like... I feel like you're scamming me. And that was the only thing that they were like, okay, obviously, like...
But that's not, like, enough to be like, no. She's gonna murder me. Like,
no, it wouldn't. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be anyway. Wow. But yeah, they just said there was nothing sinister about it. There was just that weird thing where she's like, my grades are fine. Thank you very much. And... But they never knew her grades, but you would think, like, after all that, you could trust her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
So... Sydney ended up being arrested early April for murder and I can't even say this, assault and tampering with evidence. Oh, and she was released from prison, not because this was like early April. They like arrested her because like the story didn't make sense anyway.
Yeah. And they still have to do their due diligence.
Yeah, for sure. So she was released from prison not long after on April 17th and she had a $25,000 bond.
Okay.
And she ended up living with her mom's parents. And what? Yeah, she ended up living with her grandparents. I don't really know what was going on with Steve. You know, I'm not sure.
I'm sure that just completely throws your world upside down.
And the thing with jail, I think, and this is just my opinion, I think because COVID was so misunderstood at that point, they didn't really want people in jail.
Oh, well, yeah, remember all the, like, outbreaks in prison? And it was, like, insane. They couldn't control it.
Yeah, so that's why, like, a little bit of it,
I think... They did let a lot of people kind of, like, the rules were changed a little bit. Like, okay, you're not, like... Although she was a violent offender.
Yeah, so that didn't really make sense.
Huh.
But, and that's why I'm saying, because COVID was so misunderstood, I think people were, like, freaked out, you know?
Yeah.
And, But yeah, I'm not. So, I'm also not sure who paid the bail either.
I wonder if it was her grandparents.
Yeah.
The, if she was living with them.
Yeah. I
mean, maybe.
It probably. Was them. But what I think is wild is Steve and her maternal grandparents didn't want her being charged. They're like, Brenda wouldn't want her being charged.
I mean, I guess I can kind of see that because, like, she is so young. Like, from a parent's point of view, you're like, well, now your life is really fucked up and you're never going to do anything. And you're just going to be in jail for the rest of your life. Like, I understand their point of view, but it's also like, damn, dude, like.
But at the same time.
You killed your mom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can understand that really with small things, but you killed your mom. Yeah. Would you not feel safe being around her? I wouldn't want her around her brother. I wouldn't want to be around her. She killed her mom. Her mom was her best fucking friend.
Who knows what she's capable of?
Yeah, exactly.
Or and what's going to, like, set her off?
Yeah, and she pled not guilty by reason of insanity.
What?
And it was said that after the murder, Sydney was diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Okay.
And she had been receiving treatment from that moment on, and she had been doing okay, but at that point she was having a psychotic break.
Okay.
And she was like, I was blacked out.
I guess I just, like, don't know enough about it to speak to it, mm-hmm. but in maybe my ignorance, I'm just like, it just randomly showed up. I feel like usually there's kind of some
signs
of, like, shit's happening, you're hallucinating, and maybe they were. Maybe, I mean, I don't know.
It's easy to brush it off when you're growing up.
We weren't at college with her. We don't know what she was going through or what was happening. Like, I mean, who knows? But it just seems so random to me that, like, the dad has a normal conversation. He's not thinking, like, oh, something's off. She's having a break. You know, like, it doesn't. And then in a matter of an hour.
But they're like, was she this.
She breaks?
Yeah, and that's what's confusing, like, is it's like,
I'm not a doctor. I'm just,
yeah,
talking out loud of, like,
I mean, I'm glad she got diagnosed with something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sydney's dad, convenient. Steve, testified for her.
Okay.
And also her roommate, Lauren, who was also her best friend, the one she lived with.
Yeah, I was wondering about her.
And she said Sydney was acting completely normal that day. Huh. She didn't even know that Sydney was on academic suspension either.
Oh, so her friend didn't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And she also, like, was going to a viewing party for The Bachelor that night. Like, it was...
So, everything seemed...
Yeah, there was nothing odd about her behavior.
Because, like, I've seen people go through a psychotic break. And let me tell you, it is very much like the movies where they're talking to themselves. They're doing some weird fucking shit.
It's not always screaming and crying. They're not normal.
No, it's, like, just... weird behaviors where you're like,
what? Where you're like, this isn't normal for this person.
Yes. And you can tell, and you can kind of see in their eyes something is not right. But for her to, like, pull it off almost of, like, being normal.
I don't think that helped her, the person. I don't think that helped her because they're like,
yeah.
Well, and also, like, her breaking the window. Shows, you know, a little bit of cognitive, like, you knew you're gonna be in trouble. Yeah,
if she's thinking about what am I gonna do to have a story.
Well, when you're like, insanity is not realizing that there's, like, gonna be actions for your consequences, but right. She knew.
Yeah,
but
okay, well,
and the jury kind of agreed with that, because on September 28th Sydney was charged life in prison.
Oh.
But she has a possibility of parole in 15 years. And her attorney had been like, just please only sentence her to 15 years.
Okay.
And she's planning to appeal, which is very common with like charges like this. And I don't know much about the appeal right now because this happened September 2023.
Okay.
And we'll give updates as they happen. But
wow,
she's still in prison. And it's just...
damn,
who knows what's gonna happen. But
I mean, yeah, justice has to be served, right? Like, you don't just get to, because you were young, like, get off scot-free because you killed your mom.
Well, it's just
like, I don't know, I guess I'm a little bit torn. Like, I can see both sides of, like, well, you're young and you're just starting your life, but does that mean that you're excused from crime? Like,
no.
People make mistakes all the time, regardless of their age. And, like,
but I mean, like, she tried to make it seem like a break-in. She lied. So it's not like
She had a cover
story. She wasn't all there. She made up a story.
Yeah.
Knowing that what she did was wrong. Because, like, some people are like, she didn't know what was right or wrong. I'm like, bullshit. She knew what she did was wrong.
Yeah.
And also, she just did it when her mom was on the phone. So it's not even like they even got to talk yet.
Yeah. Like, fully surprised her.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's so scary. It's like, it's just so creepy to, like.
It came out of nowhere.
Think that someone could just flip like that.
Your child.
Your own child.
Who you gave birth to and, like, had to deal with labor and shit. Who you're close to also. And people, like, say that you guys are, like, best friends. Like, what?
I just can't even, like, imagine the, like, disbelief and, like, terror that her mom was feeling in her
while final looking at moments. Her. Yeah. Like, that's... looking at your baby, your child.
Yeah. Oh, that's so yeah. Sad.
So that one, I mean, that is awful, and I feel really bad for her, but I do think she needs to be away because
you gotta be
there was no signs that this was going to be a thing.
No.
And, like, and I hope she's getting the treatment she so desperately needs, because that's really scary when you're having, like, mental issues and you're not getting the help you need. But again, like,
yeah,
doesn't excuse what she did. So
no.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So one you have not heard of. If you hear of Sydney Powell, just see if it's a Y instead of an I and then look into it.
Because
it could be a story about Trump.
That's creepy.
But we're going to be including pictures on our Instagram, which is Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
You can also email us if you have a story that you'd like us to cover or look into at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook group that I sometimes, like, once in a blue moon, ask a engaging question that no one engages in. Make me less weird. And TikTok. And we do have a YouTube channel. We hope to upload stuff, but I wanted to, like, we did our episode 50 is on YouTube. So
yeah.
If you want to see us chit chat, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Okay,
until next time, self-care yourselves.
Yeah, self-care for yourself.
We will tell you creepy stories next week.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.